Fire Remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The New York Times Wednesday said that the Vatican's computer networks have been breached by Chinese hackers since May in an apparent espionage effort before to start sensitive talks between the Roman Catholic Church and Communist China. The Times says the attack, discovered by private U.S.-based cybersecurity and monitoring firm Recorded Future, appears to be the first time hackers have been publicly caught directly hacking into the Vatican, and a Hong Kong-based group of de facto Vatican representatives who have negotiated with China over the Church's status on the mainland. The Vatican and China are expected to begin talks in September over renewal of a provisional agreement they reached in 2018. That gives the Pope the final say over bishops selected by the Communist Party for the state-sanctioned Catholic Church. U.S. Attorney William Barr is defending sending hundreds of federal agents to Portland, Oregon, and elsewhere to stop violent protests, while opposition Democrats accused him of violating the civil rights of peaceful protesters. This was Barr's first appearance as Attorney General before the Democratic-controlled House Judiciary Committee, where the Democrats accused him of taking such actions in Portland to support President Donald Trump's re-election bid in November. Barr said the protests in Portland have become disconnected from their initial purpose, which was to protest the death of an African-American man, George Floyd, while in police custody in Minnesota in late May. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app, via remote. This is VOA News. Brazilian healthcare workers urging the International Criminal Court to investigate President Jair Bolsonaro's government for crimes against humanity for its handling of the corona pandemic. A complaint containing evidence, statements from unions representing more than 1 million healthcare workers has been submitted to the Hague-based court. The unions accuse Bolsonaro's administration of being criminally negligent in its management of the COVID-19 outbreak, jeopardizing the lives of healthcare professionals and the general public. Bolsonaro, who just tested negative for the coronavirus after being infected with the virus for nearly 3 weeks, has repeatedly said the restrictions hurt the country's economy. Brazil has the highest number of COVID-19 cases in Latin America, with more than 2.4 million infections and more than 87,000 deaths. Hundreds of people protested in Tel Aviv, pressing forward with more than month-long campaign calling on longtime leader Benjamin Netanyahu to step down. Public discontent with the government's handling of the coronavirus outbreak, resulting in economic crisis, has drawn thousands, including many young Israelis, to twice-weekly protests demanding Netanyahu resign from office while on trial for corruption. Netanyahu is on trial for a series of cases in which he allegedly received lavish gifts from billionaire friends and traded regulatory favors with media moguls for more favorable coverage of himself and his family. The prime minister has denied any wrongdoing, accusing the media and law enforcement of a witch hunt to oust him from office, and he has refused to leave. Protests against Netanyahu are the largest the country has seen since 2011's rallies demanding for economic reform. And the U.S. state of Georgia, honoring the late U.S. Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis on Wednesday with a ceremony at the state capitol in Atlanta, where mourners will have a chance to pay their last respects. Lewis died last week at the age of 80 after a year-long battle with advanced stage pancreatic cancer. There will be a private funeral service Thursday at the Ebenezer Baptist Church, a historically black church where Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. preached. And the United States on Tuesday imposed sanctions on two former officials of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's government, barring them from traveling to the U.S. because of accusations they were involved in significant corruption. For more news, join us at voanews.com on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.